What's up, y'all? Happy Sunday. It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. It's what, January 15th? And it's time for another episode. Family's out, so I got a little peace of mind, and I figure I'd catch up on some stuff. Well, actually, I just finished watching, which has nothing to do with Arrow, but Sleepy Hollow, and damn, that was a good episode! All right, so let's talk Arrow. I'm going to be talking about the Invasion episode that aired November 30th. I'm catching up soon. Right after this one, I'm going to talk about the next episode after that, what was called What We Leave Behind. And then in 2 weeks, Arrow returns, and I'm pretty damn excited. Because that clip, okay, let's talk about that later. So let's talk about the Invasion episode. Four-night crossover event. I gotta say, I enjoyed the majority of it. You know, the Supergirl part was a little hard. But Jesus, I mean, let's be real. The end of it was pretty much the beginning of the crossover. I don't watch Supergirl. I just don't. I don't know. And then The Flash. Ugh, come on, I watched The Flash. Arrow. And, of course, I did watch the DC Legends of Tomorrow, which I started that when it first came out. I just couldn't get into it, even though it had some of my favorite peeps in there. I just couldn't get into it. So I'll briefly talk about that to close out the four crossover event. But pretty much Invasion, I enjoyed this episode. I thought it was really dope. I loved seeing Oliver and Thea and Canary and Ray in the dream state kind of thing, and kind of living a pretty happy life, and seeing all that. That was dope, of what it could have been. And then realizing, I'm glad that Thea realized that this is not for me, because I was really worried that they were going to leave Thea in some kind of alien world thing. But seeing everybody fight each other, I mean, in the beginning, with Oliver and Diggs fight Deathstroke, that was badass. And then Canary jumps in. I don't know what it was this episode, but she looked extra hot, whooping ass and just walking around. Sarah's is hot. And then towards the end, when everybody comes out and decides to leave the alien world fighting Malcolm and Deathstroke and Damian Dark and all the others. Awesome. That was pretty badass. Just out there in the lawn. Just badass. So kudos to that. Overall, I thought it was a really good episode. A lot of action. I enjoyed it big time, you know. And then, of course, this one leads off into DC Legends of Tomorrow, which aired on Thursday. And they finally escape, and, you know, now they're with the Flash and the rest of the team. I really enjoyed the team fighting the aliens on the building top. That was pretty badass. And that was pretty much it for that episode. I mean, I was like, okay, cool. And it's a good fight. And that was my favorite part of the Legends of Tomorrow. Overall, I thought it was a really good four-night crossover. Great fight scenes. And I love the ending, seeing Oliver and Barry together in a bar, kind of just having a beer after saving the world again. So kudos to the four-night crossover event. That's it, pretty much. And that's it for this review and my thoughts and my praise and my rants. If I'm missing something from Supergirl, let me know, people. I mean, Kara is hot. I just don't know how I can put my finger on it. All right, people, that's it. If you want to check out more of my recaps for Arrow, all you got to do is go to iTunes, search Talking Arrow, and they're all there, plus Talking Flash or Talking the Flash. But everything's on my blog, iWatchMike.com. I got a blog. I got everything there, plus other stuff, iWatchMike.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, it's Mike the Movie Guy. iWatchMike on Facebook, Mike the Movie Guy on Snapchat. And that's about it. Everybody have a great weekend. Coming back, another episode of Arrow.